KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs cut quarterback Ricky Stanzi. A sixth-round draft pick, Braden Wilson, and a dozen other players last night as they prepared to reach the 75-man limit by tomorrow. The Chiefs were left with 76 players on their roster. Stanzi was beaten out for the number three quarterback job by undrafted free agent Tyler Bray. He was joined by wide receiver Terrence Copper and defensive back Nico Thorpe in players who were part of last year's 2-14 team that were involved in the first round of cuts. Also cut Sunday from the Chiefs were cornerbacks Vince Agnew, Otha Foster III, Kamal McElwain, offensive lineman Ryan Durand, A.J. Hawkins, and Hutch Eckerson, defensive ends Miguel Chavis and Rob Lohr, running back Jordan Roberts, and wide receiver Tyler Shoemaker. Our sports update this hour is brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. We'll have more NFL news right after this.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Elsewhere around the NFL, Oakland has released kick return specialist Josh Cribbs among the team's cuts. Cribbs had knee surgery in the offseason and signed with Oakland after spending eight seasons with Cleveland, but the 29-year-old struggled to regain his speed and fumbled a kickoff in an exhibition loss to Chicago Friday. Among those cut by Jacksonville is veteran long snapper Jeremy Kane, who played in every game the last four seasons. The New York Jets say that quarterback Mark Sanchez is day-to-day with an injured right shoulder that will sideline him for the preseason finale against Philadelphia Thursday night. Sanchez left late in the fourth quarter of Sunday's game after taking a hard hit in the shoulder from Marvin Austin after throwing a pass. He's in a battle with rookie Geno Smith for the starting job. Elsewhere around the NFL, New York Giants free safety Stevie Brown will miss the regular season with a torn ACL in his left knee that he hurt in Saturday's preseason overtime loss to the Jets. Brown led the Giants with eight interceptions last season. Free agent quarterback Matt Leinart has agreed to sign with the Buffalo Bills, according to a person familiar with the negotiations. Leinart will fill an immediate need at Buffalo's injury-depleted quarterback position. Kevin Cobb left the Bills' preseason game Saturday against Washington because of concussion-like symptoms, and first-round pick E.J. Manuel is out for the rest of the preseason with a left knee injury. Colts coach Chuck Pagano says that left tackle Anthony Costanzo will not play in the preseason finale after an MRI confirmed he has a mild sprain of the medial collateral ligament in his right knee. Costanzo was injured on the opening series of Saturday night's exhibition with Cleveland. The Packers announced the release of incumbent number two quarterback Graham Harrell, making it likely that Vince Young will open the season as Aaron Rodgers' backup. The Cardinals cut kicker Dan Carpenter 4 days after signing him and hours after he had a 26-yard kick blocked in a loss to San Diego. Well, after a slow start, Colin Kaepernick completed six straight passes in his third series of the game and connected on a five-yard touchdown toss to Quentin Patton, and Lavelle Hawkins returned a kickoff 105 yards for a score late in the second quarter in San Francisco's 34-14 preseason win over Minnesota last night. Kaepernick began the game 1-for-7, then converted his next six pass attempts, including four in a row of 10 yards or more, finishing 7-for-13 for 72 yards. Reigning NFL MVP Adrian Peterson didn't touch the ball in one series of action for Minnesota, making his preseason debut as he begins a year in which he will try to become the first player with consecutive 2,000-yard rushing seasons. Still, quarterback Christian Ponder made important strides for Minnesota's offense. Houston's Andre Johnson had 131 yards receiving before halftime in his first extended work of the preseason Sunday against the New Orleans Saints. Johnson didn't play in the preseason opener and had less than a quarter of work last week. On Sunday, he grabbed seven of the eight passes thrown to him, highlighted by a 39-yard reception. Matt Schaub threw for 213 yards for Houston, and Ben Tate had 74 yards rushing and a score, filling in for Arian Foster. Drew Brees threw for 104 yards and a touchdown for New Orleans before sitting out after the third possession. With Marcus Colston still out with a left foot injury, rookie fifth-round pick Kenny Stills continued to impress with 54 yards receiving and a touchdown last night for the Saints. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In baseball, Mike Minor bounced back from the shortest outing of his career with seven strong innings, and Andrelton Simmons homered to lead the Atlanta Braves to a 5-2 win over the St. Louis Cardinals on Sunday. Atlanta, which has the best record in the National League, broke a three-game losing streak and salvaged the final game of the four-game set. St. Louis had a four-game winning streak snapped. Elsewhere in the National League, Colorado beat Miami 4-3, Milwaukee over Cincinnati 3-1, Philadelphia beat Arizona 9-5, San Francisco downing Pittsburgh 4-0, San Diego beat Chicago in 15 innings 3-2. In the American League, Cleveland over Minnesota 3-1, Baltimore beat Oakland 10-3, the Yankees edging Tampa Bay in 11 innings 3-2, White Sox over Texas 5-2, Toronto beat Houston 2-1, the Angels over Seattle 7-1. Salvador Perez drove in the tie-breaking run in the eighth, and the Kansas City Royals ended their seven-game losing streak on Sunday, rebounding for a 6-4 victory after blowing a 4-0 lead against Washington. With two out and a runner on first, and the game tied at 4-4 in the eighth inning, Billy Butler hit a hard grounder that first baseman Adam LaRoche knocked down. The ball rolled several feet to his right, and when Stamen was late to cover the bag, the slow-running Butler kept the inning going, chugging to first with an infield single. Stamen then walked Mike Moustakas on four pitches, and Perez hit a hard grounder to shortstop Ian Desmond. He bobbled it momentarily, and his throw to third was late, allowing the tie-breaking run to cross the plate on a fielder's choice before David Luff's RBI single made it 6-4. Greg Holland pitched the ninth for his 35th save opportunity. Elsewhere in interleague play, just two other games. It was Detroit over the New York Mets, 11-3. Boston beat the L.A. Dodgers by a score of 8-1. In Pacific Coast League baseball Sunday, Memphis beat the Iowa Cubs 11-5. Omaha topping New Orleans by a score of 5-3. Ryusei Hiroka lined a decisive two-run double in the bottom of the fifth inning to lead Japan to a 6-4 win over Chula Vista, California for the Little League World Series title. It was the 14th championship game for Japan, which was making its fourth straight appearance in the title game. They captured their ninth championship with a win yesterday in Williamsport. In golf, Masters champion Adam Scott won the Barclays after everyone around him did their best to lose it. Scott played bogey-free and closed with a 5-under 66. He finished an hour before the final group and watched from the locker room at Liberty National. Kevin Chappell had a two-shot lead through 10 holes and went 7-over the rest of the way. Justin Rose three-putted the 18th to finish a stroke out of a playoff. Tiger Woods birdied the 16th and 17th to get within one, and his 25-foot birdie off the 18th green stopped just short, leaving him a shot back. Gary Woodland had three straight birdie attempts inside 10 feet and missed them all, including on the final hole that could have forced a playoff. John Rieger is the Champions Tour's second first-time winner in as many weeks as he took the Boeing Classic by two strokes over John Cook. Rieger closed with a 4-under par 68 for a 15-under total. 16-year-old amateur Lydia Ko shot a final round 6-under 64 to successfully defend her title in the Canadian Women's Open. Her 15-under total gave her a five-stroke win over her closest competitor. And Australia's Bronson Lacassie won the Cox Classic on Sunday in Omaha to earn a PGA Tour card with a sixth-place finish on the Web.com Tour money list. The former University of Minnesota player beat Matt Betancourt with a par on the third hole of a playoff. Lacassie closed with a 4-under 67 to match Betancourt at 21-under 263 at Champions Run. Betancourt also finished with a 67. Lacassie earned $144,000 to jump from 33rd to 6th on the money list with $255,629 in earnings. The top 25 after the tournament earned PGA Tour cards for the 2013-14 season. Betancourt made $86,400 to finish 16th for the season with $162,877 earnings. Michael Putnam topped the earnings list with $450,184. He had a 72 on Sunday as he tied for 12th at 14 under par. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.